an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Hello, welcome to NITV Radio. The larger-than-life Rule family is returning to Australian screens. Family Rule Season 2 will air weekly tonight on NITV at 8:30pm and will be available for catch-up on SBS On Demand. The second season will feature more triumphs and challenges for the Rule women as they navigate adolescence, young adult life and parenthood. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the entire Rule family to NITV Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good.
How are you feeling? You know, the premiere's just, we're on the eve of it. How are you feeling about the premiere, which is launching tonight at 8:30 on NITV?
We are so, so very excited.
But a little nervous.
A little nervous, yes, Alicia, but more excited and looking forward to it.
What's some of the things that are different this season to last season? You know, last season gave us such a beautiful window, especially into your life, Daniela, as a very resilient, strong black woman and mother of, you know, many. What's different this season? What can we expect to see?
I think you can expect to see, well, for example, you'll see certain individuals like Jessica growing up. So she's no longer the 14-year-old that we saw in Series 1. She's actually finishing off her high school years, and you can see that she's blossomed throughout it. But all of them, I think, have grown, and you'll see that change because that's what we do in real life. We grow and we evolve and learn from stuff. In saying that, you'll still see what is, you know, so good about it. You'll see the everyday dilemmas and we'll share that with you in our way. So,
yeah. And how are you getting used to the cameras? I mean, does it get easier from season two? Because I know we were talking last night at the Twitter event around, you know, what it's like. Is it intrusive in your lives? Are you now used to it? Is it sort of second nature to you? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think, and I'm taking, Mum's talking a lot here. I think.
Sarah, looking at you go,
she's taken
Mum.
The reins.
I've taken the reins. I think from series one to series two, it actually has been, you know, we've learnt to be able to to do what we do in front of the cameras. So it's not as overwhelming and daunting as series one. So we've learnt that. And I think it helps with the crew. The crew have made it easier by developing relationships with us. And so they know, you know, there's a sort of like a secret code. They know that, you know, that there's a boundary, if you know what I mean, and it's been really respectful in both ways, and that's made it really easier for us to do what we do and what you see on your television screen.
Yeah, and girls, how's it for you having cameras following you around 24/7? You know, what's that attention like? You just enjoy it?
It's a bit shame at first, but you get used to it. And I mean, you always get like a bit camera shy at times because it could be some places where, like, for an example, they went to my school ball and they recorded me there. So was a bit nervous, but then you get used to it and then you forget they're there, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So other people will still see it, but then you'll forget it.
Yeah. But what's the difference with, like, cameras now? I mean, phones now, you know, like having a camera in your face, you have it 24/7. So it's not really, I mean, it's a bigger camera, but you're still with social media and stuff. You're still recording anyway.
Because traditionally our mob don't really like cameras. We're a bit ashamed of them, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys are sort of smashing the glass ceiling when it comes to filming and, you know, letting cameras into your lives. So I take my hat off to you, you know.
Yeah.
How do you deal with all the extra attention with it all? Like you said, you're at school filming. How's that attention sort of come from your peers and your friends and, I guess, social media users?
I'll let Jessica answer this one because...
Yeah, Jessica, the cameras went into your classroom, didn't they?
Because I didn't have the cameras in my classroom.
I liked it when they were...
Yeah, she's different. She's very different.
In my classroom. Although some people would keep staring and say, oh, I don't really want to be on camera.
Which is fine.
Yeah, which is totally fine, but... Me, I was like, yeah, put me on it. I love it. Put me in front of everyone.
Born to be on camera, eh?
Yep.
Jessica wants to pursue a career in acting, so she kind of likes the attention and stuff.
Mm. Really? Well, you got a pretty good start.
I do.
And I guess for all ears, how important is to I guess maintain your culture within this sort of a TV show and sort of tell that story? Because we can, it's easy, I guess, for us to get lost in our own personal lives and social media and all these distractions that we have. But how's important for you all, I guess, to maintain the cultural integrity that you have in your family?
I think it's important in terms of what we're trying to capture. I mean, really, it's relatable universally in terms of what we go through. So that goes without saying. The thing that defines us and makes us unique is our culture. And I think it's important for my girls to go out and to learn more about their culture and embrace it. And I think that helps build their identity. And as a mother, that's what I want them to be able to do. You're so caught up in your everyday life, going to school and doing everything that society tells us to do, that sometimes we don't get that, you know, unfortunately, we don't go back to country as often as we would like. And so we wanted to make sure that this was included in the series, and that culture is who we are, it's identity, and we can never lose that. We need to go back and keep that alive. So it's an important part of it.
When you go back on country, where do you go?
Well, I didn't actually go with them the second series, so that was their journey.
But you'll too see many that. Spoilers.
Yeah, you'll see that.
Tonight. Everybody knows I talk a lot.
The production team's trained.
Cut that one out.
What
now.
Did Hannah say? Talkalitis. You said she's got talkalitis.
I got talkalitis. I can yarn.
And she likes to do it too. Yeah. It's good though.
But you
it
take is. After her. So yeah. No, talk to
you take Alicia. After her. Yeah. Yes, you take after your mother. I'm the quiet one, okay? I stick to myself.
No, you're not.
I'm not talking.
I'm having a bit of trouble believing you. Yeah. All right.
But it's always good to like go to Norseman, and I think it's really good how we put Norseman on the show, because Dad was really passionate about his country, and because not much people know about Norseman, it was really good, and it felt good to show other people his country and stuff.
Yeah, it is good.
Because he was such a passionate man about it, his country, hey.
Yeah, but you just feel it whenever you go back there. You can just feel it deep, you know, deep down. So, yeah, it's nice to go back. Okay, you girls better stop talking and giving away spoilers now.
Don't worry, series producer Carla Hart's over my shoulder.
I've got to tune in.
She'll let me know, don't worry.
No, tune in. Yeah, because didn't we go? Yeah, we did go series one. That's what I'm talking about. And how we went to,
didn't we go to York with Nana in series one?
And that's also important too, because Nana was telling us stories that we could pass down to our kids and stuff, but when it's on film, it will be easier for them to watch and see it themselves.
Be there forever in a day. Yeah. Eh? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I think the most important thing is your cultural, you know, it's a journey. It's an individual journey. Some are in front of others and that's okay. But it's about where you're at, and as long as you're pursuing.
That's beautiful. On the other side of the coin, like, we maintain our culture and all that, but then there's the big distraction of the Western world, you know, and social media. How do you sort of keep that in check? Does anyone get a big head?
No, I think
we're looking at that direction. Did you see all the heads
going? Start a fight or anything?
They all come point, look at me.
Yeah. Yes.
My head the same. I actually like to think.
You're enjoying it because it's a very different life to we've seen you when we grew up.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah,
so
I
you're
think.
Just loving it.
The experience.
I think that, you know, it's an opportunity for Aboriginal women to put themselves out there and tell their own story, as opposed to someone else telling your story.
Yeah.
So why not? Why not go out there and tell your story with pride? And, you know, it hasn't been easy for us. And to be able to do that and have control of that is such a great thing, you know. We have a platform to tell our story in a positive light and not negatively, you know.
Yeah.
And so yes, I feel proud to be able to, you know, firstly represent myself, but other Aboriginal women know, you know, that as well. So, but in fact, all women, you know, so it's I feel really humbly, you know, appreciative to be in this position to be able to help make that shift out there.
And you get your negative comments on social media and stuff.
Yeah, because there's a bit of that around, you know. I haven't seen any stuff personally directed at you, but I know our mob and other mob out there can be a little bit nasty on social media. They're our keyboard warriors, you know.
Yeah, you just go and look at it. We've been through a few things which have been directed at us.
Yeah.
During the show or before the show, you know, it doesn't matter. I've always tried to tell the girls, you know, with a background in modelling and kind of in this industry already, I've just said, don't pay attention, don't even look at it, just, you know, don't react.
But it's gotten so different now because once you get, like, so much of it, you just really don't care anymore. So even if you do see something nasty about you, like, it doesn't really, like, affect you as much as it would have when, like, you first would have saw it.
And I think that's the basic training, like, how mums taught us to be there for each other. Like, if something was really bothering us, we're all just like, you know what, don't even worry about it. It's not a part of your everyday life. You know, at the end of the day, they don't pay your bills.
That's and what that's what Shanika says.
Skills pay the bills.
Yeah, so we've, become accustomed to just, you know, brushing it off.
No reaction is a good reaction.
Yeah. No, that's awesome to hear and some really good advice there because, you know, I just think about that social media stuff a lot, you know.
Yeah, it's
tricky. What can go on. Sometimes you get compared to the Kardashians. Is that something that sits comfortable with you all?
Not me, because they're like
millionaires.
We're millionaires. Billionaires. Kylie was on Forbes.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian listens to my show, so she's going to hear this.
You know what?
Gammon.
You know what? But to me, I'm not on the same level as the Kardashians.
No, we're near.
We're different. And we're different to the Kardashians. We have similarities. Yeah. I mean, come on. We're all women. Like, we have a mumminger.
A lot of sisters.
And there's crazy. Our family's crazy like them. And even when I watch them, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
So relatable, yeah.
But then when people say it, then you're like, No way.
You know, Shanika's right. There is the similarities about the cameras following you around. But, you know, hate them or love them, they've built an empire.
Yeah.
And I respect them for that. They're geniuses.
And, it is what it is.
They are business savvy, that's for sure. Mm. You know, I think the young one's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Mm.
The youngest one.
Yeah. Who's the youngest one out of you?
I know.
You could be the future billionaire. Loan till payday, my sister. Oh dear.
But then there's your good comments and they're very uplifting, like they're really nice and sometimes they can really make your day.
Yeah. Last night there was a really nice comment from somebody in the audience at the Twitter.
And they're very common. Like you just get random people messaging you, telling you like big paragraphs and it kind of makes your day because sometimes you have a bad day and then see a nice comment.
Yeah, it makes me feel really nice. Proud. Like for our family and the impact that we can make.
And also it makes you proud to be Aboriginal.
Yeah, it does.
Because when you inspire other Aboriginal people and, you know, it's just, you know, whether it's from the same language group or across the other side of Australia, that doesn't matter. It's about, you know, that positive feedback and what you do to help them overcome their adversity. And that's something that we need to lift each other up and work on it because we get put down by other people. We need to encourage each other, and when we have good stories to share and inspire each other, that's, you know, we should, you know, celebrate that.
Yeah, and we do get a lot of positive messages as well.
And they're very nice.
Yeah, they are very nice.
No, that's great to hear. I asked you this question at Twitter last night, but, you know, I made my two sons watch season one because I want them to learn about Aboriginal women, and I can't really teach them about. I can teach them how to respect women and do this stuff to treat women well, but I can't teach them about women, you know. So I thought this would be a good opportunity as a window into learning about our sisters. So I made my boys watch it. So what can young fellas learn from watching this series? That's what I want to ask.
Well, I said last night how to be patient.
I think that's really general.
Yeah, with their yorgas, with their women, I think, you know, just being patient with them and respect.
But also, like in series one and stuff, you've seen a lot of Nana and you heard her stories, like coming back to your kids.
just showing your boys that how much Aboriginal women went through for their families. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of like I know if I'm struggling, I'm not telling my boys. Mm. There's no way I'd tell my boys. I just keep going. And sometimes you don't think about that. So it's good for the young fellas to see, just reaffirm how much women, like black women, went through to get where they are today.
Mm.
Beautiful,
Nika. Yeah. That's really sad, yeah. And then they might think to themselves, there's no way I'm ever 9 girls.
Oh, well, because of her, we can. It's the theme this year for NAIDOC, so I think it's very true in this case because of all of you. We can, us brothers. So thanks very much for coming into NITV Radio today. Family Rules Season 2 airs tonight. But before you just go, it's time to play Deadly or Gammon.
Alicia.
No. Who's playing?
Alicia. I nominate Angela.
No, Alicia, we've nominated
you.
Great.
No.
So what I'll do is I'll read out a name. This is how the game works. I'll read out a name. It could be a person, a food, or anything. And you have to say whether it's Deadly or Gammon in your humble opinion.
Okay.
You ready?
Do it too, Jess?
No.
Do you
want to
play it
together?
No.
All right. I was just going to say, because... Mm-hmm. In Perth, we say making up or...
Yeah, gammon. No, we say gammon too.
You say what do you say? Making up?
Making up.
Yeah, we say making up.
And gammon.
Or, pardon?
And gammon.
Who
says gammon?
Well,
that's... Yeah. So don't say gammon.
Yeah, we say making up.
We say...
Or cutter cutter.
Cutter cutter. Yeah.
But we do say gammon.
So...
No,
we mum.
No, we don't say gammon, mum.
Some haven't heard that my whole 19 years of life.
We don't say gammon. Sometimes
I've never heard you say. It's East Coast. It's pretty universal, but gammon.
I've heard of it.
I just hear in Perth we always say making up.
I know you mob say it.
Or cutter cutter. Well, you can say making up, cutter cutter, or gammon.
Because my auntie used to say it.
I'll just be fair and say them all.
Say cutter
cutter. Ready? Ready?
I'll say whatever. Oh, yeah, I'll just say gammon then.
Yeah,
because it's not new. I haven't said it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm in Sydney. Yeah,
so this could be a whole other language interview here. Okay, sis, you ready?
Time. Yeah.
Okay, Shakespeare.
Gammon.
Tupac.
Deadly.
Devon.
Gammon. What is Devon?
Devon's deadly. That's offensive for New South Wales. So no, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Advance Australia Fair.
Deadly.
Mm-hmm. Kanye West.
Deadly.
Tony Abbott is Australia's Indigenous envoy.
Let me just butt in and say gammon.
Gammon.
Crocodiles.
Deadly.
Home and Away.
Deadly. Don't really watch it, but.
She's not playing right. No, she's winning. Get her off.
Yeah. I can't talk to someone.
Man, you're doing this.
AFL.
Deadly.
Pineapple on pizza.
Deadly.
Licorice.
Gammon. I don't like licorice.
Justin Bieber.
Gammon.
Ooh. I've heard that before. I haven't had someone sort of change up. Gammon. Justin Bieber. I just asked that one, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. This is the next one. Ready?
Yeah.
Reality television.
Deadly.
Idris Elba. Do you know who he is?
No.
New black James Bond.
Deadly.
Deadly. Yeah, of course. Breakdancing.
Deadly.
Elvis.
Deadly.
Chips and gravy.
Deadly.
The Kardashians.
Deadly. I love them.
Rugby league.
Deadly.
Mm-hmm. Pretty little deadly. See, Vegemite.
Deadly.
And last but not least, NITV.
Deadly. The most.
You can say gammon if you want to.
Okay.
That was good. Thanks for playing.
That's okay.
Okay, ladies, enjoy the premiere tonight. Good luck with season 2. In my humble opinion, I think it's the best show that we've ever done at NITV. I think this documentary series will define us, and I'm going to start a Logie campaign starting tonight.
Thank you
so much.
That's the family rule. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you for inviting us.
This was an NITV Radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV Radio or download the SBS Radio app.